machlokes here in the Gemara. Lafuke mehai tana d'tanya. What did the Gemara say? That our Mishnah does not fit with the following tana. Tana here, the Tosis Yishalim says, means plural. Mehai tana. This brisa, which is the Tanoim, which means that our Mishnah will not fit now with Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, now with Shimon HaTeman. Let's learn their machlaikas, bearing in mind that it's really a three-way machlaikas. You have our Mishnah, holds that you get a knas even by Chayve Leiven and even by Chayve Krisus. And then you have the Talmud Mishnah, and then you have the these two Tanoim. So let's see. Let's see their machlaikis, and then we have a chance. We'll get back to the mission. What does that mean? So we have to remember that knas is a double thing. There's one din that you have to pay a knas. But besides that, there's a second din that that he has to marry her. He has to remain married to her as long as she wants. And that's up to her. We don't force her. She was Nana's. He was not as her. We don't force her. It's up to her. If she wants, then she marries him. And if she wants not to marry him, then she doesn't marry him. But he doesn't have a choice. So, Velaisi Elisha with Darshan. What's the drasha? Shimon Atemani, I may Isha Shiesh Bahavaya. Vishimim Menasya, I may Isha Haray Lakaima. So, we have to get type straight. Shimon HaTemani says, Isha Shiesh Bahavaya. What does that mean? Yesh Bahavaya. That you can be Mekadosh. The Kedush not Taifas. Isha Shiesh Bahavaya. It's got to be a woman, Shiesh Bahavaya, that it's possible to marry. So just Taich. Veloi Siya Isha is Taich. And to him, she should be for a woman. What does she should be mean? She should be, Veloi Siya Isha. To him, she should be for a wife. So she should be means what? Married, marriage. So Sia, according to the first, who's the first man of the Amar? Reb Shimon HaTeimani. So Sia means to marry. Shimon Menasiai Mer Isha Haruya Lakaima. That it means a woman that it's possible Lakaima. How would you translate Lakaima? To remain married. To stay married to. Isha Haroi Lakaima. So how does he touch? Loi Siya Leisha. What's his touch of Siya? So Siya, they're arguing in touch of the word Siya, Rashi says. Continuously be. So if Loi Siya Leisha, according to the second man of the armor, means, and to him she should be for a wife. So he's the first man Yom to Mr. She should become a wife. She should be Mekadosh. According to Rishim HaTemani. So it has to be Shaya Kedush and Atayfus. According to Rishim HaMenasya, Isha Rei Lakaim has to be someone that you can be, remain remarried to. So what's the nafkamina if you say, Loi Si Elisha means you can marry, or Loi Si Elisha means you remain married to? May Benayui, Amar Avzera, Mam Zera, Su Nesina, Ike Benayu. Nafkamina is an Isra Lav. Amandi Yami Yesh Bahavaya, that you could marry her. Nami, it's possible to marry her. Yesh Bahavaya. Amandi Yami Roy Lakaima, the one who says that you have to be able to be married to her. Haina Roy Lakaima. Why is he not Roy to be married to her? Why can't he be married to her? He can't be Bael her. But he can't be married, I guess, because every married man has to be able to live with his wife. He's Mechayv and Sherek Sosanayna. Is that the Pshat? That's how you learned? Well, why by Suri Lav and what? They can get married. A man can marry. You can marry, go to a chuppah and marry a mamzeres. Just not let me buy a mamzeres. So in theory, it's possible for a man to marry a mamzeres and be married to her for 100 years if he's never buy her. You give a kedusha and stand at a chuppah. So why is it not like Sia Leisha? So for some reason we're saying Roy Lakaima means to live with her. How do you see to live with her, to be buy her? So Rashi explain. Rashi explain it, or Rashi leaves it to us to understand. Rashi leaves it to us. So we understand that what? That you... What? Why is that right, Lakaima? Huh? So if the chuppah would be right, Labia, so then you would have a kasha even like Shimon HaTeimani, because then you can't marry her. If you hold like the Rami, then a chuppah already, Labia will be a problem anyway. So Elamai, we're going to have to say that the chuppah, you could be married with a chuppah Shein HaRei Labia. Like Rav Tully said, that even the Rambam is made, the chuppah Shein HaRei Labia does up. So therefore what? So therefore, what's the machlokes? I'm not speaking out anything. Just pshat in the Gemara. Shimon HaTeimani says you have to be able to get married. And you get married without doing a bia. So therefore, Shaykh Loisi Elisha Bayalav. Shimon Ben Manasseh says Loisi Elisha means what? You should be able to stay married to her. Why could you stay married? You could be married to her without being Baal, huh? So it seems that part of the definition of marriage is that they should be able to live together as husband and wife. No, you didn't ask him. Is that Pshat in the Gemara? He's Mechli V'Shech Sesvayin.
So he can't fill it.
So he can't. So it must be that Sia is Taich, according to Shimon Ben Manasseh, Sia is Taich, that he could live with her as husband and wife. That's the taich of the pasuk, no? Am I learning Pash Pshat in the Gemara now? Am I really telling you Pash Pshat? I think I'm telling you Pash Pshat. No, according to Shimon HaTeimani, Loisi Aliisha means he can go to the chuppah with her, and that he could do without being Baila. You don't have to be Baila to go to the chuppah. And according to Rav Shimon Menasseh, Loisi Aliisha means that he has to be able to remain married to her, which al karchach, the Gemara is saying, is intertwined with the ability to live with her as a husband and a wife. So this is Pash Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, there's a reason I'm making a big fuss over it, because I think this is Pash Pshat, right? I mean, everyone's masking my Taichu Gemara, right? I didn't say Mechidushim, right? Well, I see Elisha, they're arguing in Taichu. Before I go any further, Rashi says, in the end of Rashi, Sheesh Bahavaya, Rashi says, Mashma Loi Sia Loshan Havaya's Kedushin. Rashi says, the argument Taich of Sia. Mashma Loi, first of Shimon HaTeimani, Sia Loshan Havaya's Kedushin, Loshan of Havaya. Shimon Menashe Mashma Loi Tia Loshan Kiyom. Loshan of Kiyom, of remaining married. And the only thing I'm hearing is this one prat, that remaining married, you can remain married without Bia. So it must be no, that Taich of Kiyom is to remain married in the normal way, which is to be able to live with her. What?
Is
an Isser to remain married without being? You mean? Why? I'll check this and I know. She's my Falaina. If you both mask him. Right, if a man can't live with his wife.
Well, Rambam says in this case.
Which case? You're saying that he's required to divorce after he's allowed. But then is he allowed to get married? By that same token, he's not allowed to go to the chuppah.
The condition is tight.
How?
But we don't,
we don't let them stay married. Well, we don't let them do the chuppah either. Just if they do it, it's typhus. You're right. Siyah means b'diyah. L'chatchila, I don't know. We let a man marry a mamzeres. Is there a nisa for a man to marry a mamzeres without being by a law? Could be there's a nisa. But anyway, it's chal. The word says siyah means it's chal.
Maybe what he does mean here is not by the
time. Well, we won't let them go to the chuppah by the same token.
They can go out to the woods and live in a tent,
and Beza won't be aware of it. Well, Beza can force him not to get married to her by the same reason.
Too late.
So he also too late. They'll go up to God. They'll go to.
It could be what he means. What should happen? It could be what he means is we won't let them remain married.
None of your business. I'm allowed to have meat and milk in my house. You trust me, I'm not going to mix them? Yeah, I'll do whatever I want in my house. So here also, trust me, I won't be by all my wife if she's Yisrael Adam. So trust me. You see, what you're saying makes sense. The Bezin would stop them, but Bezin would stop them in the first place from getting married too. So then by the same token, it's awesome to remain married, but if they still remain married, they're married. Lakaima. It must be that Lakaima means Bia. With Bia, no?
No. It could be that they're both also, but in the conditional work, it doesn't.
And then if they stay married, it also stays.
So if they can't, they're still married, but they shouldn't be. They should.
Right, they shouldn't get married, but if they get married, it's chal. They shouldn't stay married, but if they stay married, it's chal.
Same thing.
Lakaima, the word look at whatever Roy Lakaima means. It means stay married. They're a husband and wife, she's an Eshizish. I'll tell you why I'm making a big deal, because Reb Shimon Clare's in this mitzvah saseh, Loisi Elisha is a mitzvah saseh. It's one of those mitzvahs we hope nobody is ever mekayim, because you can only be mekayim if you did an aveira first, if you married someone. But there's a mitzvah saseh of Loisi Elisha. So Reb Shimon Clare's, he's not going on our Gemara. He just clares. What's the mitzvah of Loisi Elisha? Is it just a mitzvah to marry her? And once you married her, the mitzvah is finished. Afterwards, it's Xeris HaKasav, Lo Yuchal L'Shalcho Kol Yom, if you can't give her a get. But the mitzvah is just the moment of the wedding. It's a one moment mitzvah. Like when you whatever it is, when you pick up a lulav. The first moment, you're making the mitzvah, and it's done. Or he says, maybe no. Maybe Veloisi Elisha is a mitzvah to be married to her. And to live with her, and to be by her. And every time you live with her, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. Constantly. It's not a 1 minute mitzvah. It's a constant mitzvah. Every time a man lives with the person he was ma'anis, as husband and wife, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So Shimon clears the shay. Seems to be the machlokes Shimon HaTimani and Shimon HaManasseh is Shai's Tutzdadim. Seems to me to be at least almost exactly. He clears this as a Shaila, and it seems to be the Tutzdadim of this machlokes in the Gemara. I mean, certainly Shimon HaTimani is saying the mitzvah is just to marry her. That's for sure. Shimon HaManasseh, alright, so we're getting into a little of an argument. Shimon HaManasseh, it seems to be an ongoing mitzvah, l'kaima. Does that mean the bia is a mitzvah? That's not clear, that I'm asking to you. It's not clear if Shimon HaManasseh is the mitzvah to be ba'al, or is the mitzvah just the ongoing to be married to her? But at least they seem to argue if it's a 1 minute mitzvah, or if it's an ongoing mitzvah. So I don't know why Rav Shimon doesn't bring this as to be Peshit HaShaila. I don't know. Seems to be Pashup Shah in the Gemara. When Nafkamina doesn't make Laha Locha, what's Nafkamina Lamaisa? If it's a mitzvah immediately or if it's an ongoing mitzvah? I guess it'd be a mitzvah Nafkamina if a mitzvah Tzichas Kavala. Shemachavim to be a kind of mitzvah. Some other. He's not a divorce, it's lo yuchal l'shachal kol yama, that's alive. If it's a kasdan mitzvah, we can't be mechayim to be ba'al every day, but it means he should live a kederach ish v'isha. It's hard to think about. No, the question is, what's a nafkamina? What's the difference if it's a 1 minute mitzvah or it's an ongoing mitzvah? Well, there's nafkamina in the Gemara's case. Yeah.
No, I mean, no, I'm not saying what's the question of Gemara. I mean, I'm understanding there's a big
nafkamina
over here.
What
type of mitzvah this is. It's a whole understanding
of
what the mitzvah is.
It's a whole different understanding of what the mitzvah is.
So that's a
nafkamina
right there.
But it's not a practical you have to come up with a practical nafkamina. So Gemara says, my nafkamina to Yisrael Avim. The older the mitzvah is to marry, so condition types and Sarah by Lavim, the mitzvah is to remain married, which includes Bia, then.
What
goes
it like to Elisha? He shouldn't be neglected, he should have a regular husband, a regular life.
But you can't disagree that Shimon HaTimani is not saying like you. Shimon HaTimani says the mitzvah is just the act of marrying. The mamele you marry. Right? Shimon HaTimani holds that Bia is not the mitzvah because he holds a Shabbi Surah Lavin. Even though it's not where you can be by Allah, it's still Shaya. So what you're saying is true, like Shimon HaTimani, but not like Shimon HaTimani. Rav Shimon brings a raya from a different Gemara. He brings a very nice raya. The Gemara later in the Perek asks that we should say, "Asay day chalais asay." Why, if a man is ma'anis, isurei lavim, do we say that he's not? He doesn't marry her. If he's ma'anis, isurei lavim. So the din is that he has to pay a knas, but he does not marry her. Why doesn't he marry her? We should say, "Asay day chalais asay." Mitzvah sasei of a laisi elisha should push off the laisa sasei of the Isra marrying a mamzeres. Why don't we say asei deicha laisa sasei? And he should be allowed to marry a Isurei Lavim, even by an oinus. So the Gemara answers that this sasei is an asei hanitin lemechila. This mitzvah sasei is totally if the woman is meichel. Since if she's meichel, there's no mitzvah. So it's asei hanitin lemechila. So an assay, which a person could be meichel, is not doicha olais assay. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Shimon, what's the havamina? Assay doicha olais assay. That proves, Gemara, yes, he should be allowed to marry a mamzeres, because assay doicha olais assay. From that we see the mitzvah is what? Bia or marriage? Huh? What's the Yisr by a Mamzeres? Bia. Yisr is to be by a Mamzeres. Right? If a person does it without marriage, he's also saved a lot. Yisr is Bia. So Gemara says, Asay Doich Alois Asay. So Krib Shimon, for this Gemara, it's a Raya that the mitzvah is to be by her, to live with her. Because if the mitzvah would only be to marry her, not to be by her, then what's the havamina? Asay deicha lois asay. The asay is to marry her under the chuppah. The lois asay is to be bayo her. They're two different things. How could the Gemara say asay deicha lois asay? If the asay is to marry, is to marry her under a chuppah, and the lois asay has to do with bia, so what's the havamina? Asay deicha lois asay. It must be that the asay is the bia. So the kashya is asay deicha lois asay. The asay of bia should be deicha lois asay.
Yes.
Unless you'll say that Bia, it automatically follows that Bia follows from unless you'll say that there's no such thing. And that's really what Rav Shimon says to push off the Raya. First he brings the Raya, which Pashtus is a Raya. He says Yesh L'Tchais. You could push it off, you could say that doesn't make sense. You can tell somebody to get married and be as awesome. The whole concept of marriage assumes that there's an obligation of Sherek Sosvay. So he says, maybe it's not a raya. The Gemara meant, say, the mitzvah is the marriage. But you can't tell somebody, get married, when you get married, without him. Getting married includes the ayna, that he obligates himself to his wife, to ayna. So the Melech Shimon says, maybe it's not a raya. That marriage would include, by definition, that there has to be a sherek sosvay. This is Rav Shimon's Shakla Vitaria, and to me it's just funny because it seems to me to be a machlokes in our Gemara. I don't know why he doesn't Shimon the Gemara. Why doesn't he say that that's the machlokes in this Gemara? Unless he says it somewhere, you know, Shimon has long pieces. Maybe he says it someplace. Okay, so we have here a machlaikis Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon HaMenasya, which at least the way we understand Pashtos, they're arguing what's the mitzvah of a Laisi Elish. Gemara goes on. Rabbi Kiva Dharma and Kedushin types of Mechaive Lav and Maivenayim. Rabbi Kiva hold that Bamzeres Nasina is no Kedushin types. So then, like Rabbi Kiva, Sai Shimon Atemani, Sai Shimon Menasi would both agree that Chayvei Lavin, it's not Shaya Chavaya, it's not Shaya Kiyu. So if Rashi brings it's true that Rabbi Shimon Menasi could hold like Rabbi Kiva, so then my Benayu, you have to say it differently, Ike Benayu. Amana Lakai and Gadol, Nafkamina will be in case of Amana Lakai and Gadol, which is a mitzvah sasei. Rav Simai, the time of Simai, Yaimer, Minah Kailais, Rabbi Kiva Mamzeirim, Chutz, Miyam Manu L'Kayin God. Rabbi Kiva holds that anybody who marries someone they're not, that in Yisurei Lav, the child is a Mamzer. Chutz, Miyam Manu L'Kayin God. Shari Amar Torah, Lo Yikach, V'lo Yichal. Don't marry a Kayin God, V'lo Yichal. Chilulim Ulai Saveini, Ayisa Mamzeirim. The Mishnah Melech brings that there are two ways to learn this sugya of Alaisi Elisha. One way to learn is that Alaisi Elisha to be memayit in Roy Lakaima, to be memayit a Les Bahavaya. One way to learn is that this whole sugya is talking about knas. Sugya is talking only about knas. Right? Because the truth is, when you learn the Gemara straight, we didn't talk about marrying her yet. All we spoke about so far was knas. So you can learn that this whole sugya is talking only about knas. That's one way to learn. Or, you could learn what seems to me to be more glad, is that it's talking about not only about knas, it's talking about the mitzvah of Eloi Siyah Le'isha also. You can give it to Shmuel if you The other way to learn is that it's talking about the mitzvah of Havaya also, of marrying her. Now let me just explain what the words mean. Okay? The two ways of the Mishnah Melech, and then we'll get into the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says there's a miyut here. We're memayit something from Eloi Siyah Le'isha. Let's say we write a Roy Lakaima. Why do we memayit it? Are we memayit it just from Knas? This whole parasha is talking about Knas. Or are we memayit it also from the mitzvah Havaya, from the mitzvah of marrying her? Now, the best way to discuss this is to get into a discussion of what the Mishnah Melech is going on. And then we'll come back to understand the two ways to learn the Gemara. Okay, the whole thing starts with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that of course there's a mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha to marry an Anusa, so is Ma'ana somebody. So the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchas Nara, parak Aleph Halacha Hei. Many people never heard of Hilchas Nara. It's a very short section in the Rambam. It has to do with Oynis HaMafata. So the Rambam writes there that if you're Ma'anis, someone you're not allowed to marry, so there's no mitzvah of Eloisi Elish. That's what he passes. Which, that itself, is easy. If you're Ma'anis, someone you're not allowed to marry, he says no mitzvah of Eloisi Elish. Who does he say? He says Chai Ve'lavim and Shinuyais. Shnuyais. What does Shnuyais mean? Shnuyais are people that you're not allowed to marry midrabban. For example, a granddaughter or grandmother. Torah doesn't ask her. Torah says you can't marry your mother. Rabbanu say Shnuyais. They have this list of people that you're not allowed to marry midrabban. It's called Shnuyais. So Shnuyais means the very cipher. Yes, the Rambam. So to Rambam, there's no mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha by Shinuyas. So the question is, why? Why is there no mitzvah? Because if Mishnah asks, I understand somebody is an Isser to marry, so Someone you're not allowed to marry, so we pass through Shimon ben Astia, you need Isha Roy Lakaiva. Someone Meila, someone that you can't be Baal, you're not allowed to marry. There's no mitzvah. But Yisurim Darabanan? Yisurim Darabanan, when I tell you, you're allowed to marry them. Why should there be no mitzvah? I see Elisha, Mesa Darabanan. Why not? And for the Kesef Mishnah, no. You're not allowed to marry an Esed Rabbanan. The Torah says, Lai Sasor. What is Lai Sasor? To mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan. Since there's a mitzvah to listen to Rabbanan, so therefore, you are unable to marry this woman, the Shnuyai. So Mimela, there's no mitzvah of Roy Lekayim. So right away the Kesef Mishnah should perk up everybody. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? Saying that an Issur Rabbanan becomes like a Chesed Issur. He seems to say an Issur Rabbanan becomes an Issur that's Ein Roi L'Kaima on a Deraisadika level. That's the worst thing to say. No. That's called Ein Roi L'Kaima. Does that finish? Kesef Mishnah learns that it's that Kachim Advarim, that an Issur Rabbanan makes you ain a roi for a Dairaisa. Issur Rabbanan makes you ain a roi for a Dairaisa. Is that a Chiddush? Issur Rabbanan makes you not roi for a Dairaisa.
Going to take years since the whole our whole concept of marriage is Israel and doesn't involve in this whole thing because at some point in time the woman is brought.
But you don't have to be Natari, you don't have to say Kadash Mashiv Israel. But Natari could just say Harbor Kadash. But going down at the Raisadika level is a right to be Mekai to live with this woman. So saying, sisters, this is Rabbanan, it's not right,
Menatai. But to go and say that in this instant, it is a Kiddush, but it's not. If he's just applying the rule of Lysasa to this, it would be different if he went and said, well, no, Lysasa, any time you're arguing this, there's a Rabbanan, he's completely off in the direction by any Yisra Rabbanan. A lot bigger than saying because here you can
there are two ways to take this Rambam, this Kesef Mishnah. We can go down two directions with this Kesef Mishnah. Okay, the Rambam, there are many ways we can go because the Rambam just says something that we have a kasha on, there are other turrets, but the Kesef Mishnah is not a small thing. The Kesef Mishnah says that because there's a din of Lysasor, it blibes them in a turret in a Roi L'Kaim. Kesef Mishnah said. Shalach is a kasha. Kesef Mishnah said. So one way to go, which is not the way Rav Shimon goes, one way to go is the Mahalach on Daf Tes of the Shev Shmaitzer. When we learned Daf Tes, I mentioned to you that the Shev Shmaitzer learns in Shita Sarambam that every Issur Darabanan is an Issur Daraisa. And Mavish the Rambam holds this way. Every Darabanan is a Daraisa. He had a very nice proof. Ramashita is that every Issur Darabanan is an Issur Daraisa. And a very nice, I shouldn't say proof, but a nice explanation. Right? Most Rishayim hold that Safik Daraisa is Lachumra. Come on, you gotta run from Daf Tes, right? Safik Daraisa is Lachumra. Safik is Lachumra. Does everybody hold Safik Daraisa L'chumra? Everyone holds the Safik Daraisa L'chumra, but they argue the Safik Daraisa is L'chumra, and not Torah. Right? Most Rishayim say that Safik Daraisa is L'chumra and not Torah, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai told us Safik Daraisa is L'chumra. Right? Remember, I told you if a person takes his chances, and he takes his chances and he eats it, Safi Daraisa, he gets punished for sure. Because the Torah asked her to Safi Daraisa, like Roy Rishayim. The Rambam Shita was that Safi Daraisa is the Chumra, what? It's only a Tinder Rabban. Minat Torah, every Safi Daraisa is the Kula. That was the Rambam Shita. The Minat Torah, every Sava Deraisa is the Kula. Minat Torah, you can be Mekel. The Rabbanan said you have to be Machmer in a Sava Deraisa. But Minat Torah, every Sava Deraisa is the Kula. So the Chef Shmeiser said that the Rambam had to learn this way. Why? Because he holds every Rabbanan is a Deraisa. If every Rabbanan is a Deraisa, how could it be Sava Rabbanan Lakula? How can you say it's not a Drabanan Lakula? What do you mean? So every Safed Drabanan, if a Drabanan is a Deraisa, then how can you say Safed Drabanan Lakula? Moshe Rabbeinu said that you have to be Machmer a Safik on every Safik. So if Safed Deraisa is the Chumra, and every Drabanan is a Deraisa, then how can it be Safed Drabanan is the Kula? If it's its entire. So the Rambam has to hold Safed Deraisa is the Kula. So that's why the Rambam held Safed Deraisa as Lakula. And he says later the Rabbanim came and they said that by a Safik of something that's beferish in the Torah, you have to be Machmir, and a Safik is the Rabbanim, you can be Mekel. The Rabbanim could set it up however they want. So the Chef Shmeitzer learned that every Rabbanim is a Deraisa like the Rambam. It's included in Laisasim and Adav Shegidul Chayyab and Ismail. Every Rabbanim is a Deraisa. Now, according to that, this Kesef Mishnah is easy. Because it's very easy. Of course, the Nisa Drabanan is Eina Roy Lakaima. Very simple. So that according to the Chef Shmeitzer's Chiddush, that every Drabanan blives a Deraisa, it's very, it's really a very, very easy Kesef Mishnah. It's Eina Roy Lakaima. Rav Shimon ben Asi is Memayit anybody that's Eina Roy Lakaima. And he's Memayit that also. I hate to say he says he has to, because there are other ways out of it, certain kashas. But what he does say is that the Rambam is glad that way. The Rambam is smooth. The Rambam holds that every drabbanan is a deraisa, so then he can't hold that Safed deraisa l'chumra. If he holds it didn't tire that Safed deraisa l'chumra, then every drabbanan should also be l'chumra. So it must be hold that Safed deraisa is minatayra l'kula. So that's why Safed drabbanan is also l'kula. Later, the Rabbanan came and they said, we'll be machmer on things that are beferish deraisa. That's how the Chef Shmeitzer was. Reb Shimon does not take such a strong stand. He is done if. He's done in Svara if an Issa Drabanan, which is just an Issa Drabanan, not a Deraisa, something is just an Issa Drabanan, is that called Einei Roy Lakaima Min HaTorah? In other words, there's a mitzvah of Elisi Elisha. Shem Menasi says, Mamayit Einei Roy, is a woman who's also a Drabanan called Einei Roy Lakaima on a Deraisa Dika level because of an Issa Drabanan. In other words, could an Issa Drabanan change the Deraisa? So it's like Chana Drabanan changed the Din Torah. That's a suffix. So he brings, he says he already cleared the Shaila in the beginning of the Shari Yosha earlier. And there he cleared in the following case, in the Hilchas Kisei Adam. As you know, if you shecht, what? You have to cover the dam? You can't shecht a bird or a chaya, you have to cover the blood. Right? If you shecht an animal, there's no mitzvah kisei adam. If you go to shlachtos, where they have they might cover the blood, so no one should slip on it, but there's no mitzvah. If you go to the shlachtos, where you shecht chicken, so they have some mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kisei adam. The pasuk says, Asher yeyachel, that you have to cover the blood of the birds which you shecht, Asher yeyachel, which you can eat. From that, when Mamayit, the Velas of Trefus. Let's say someone in the Shechita makes a mistake, and the animal's in the Vela, there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Because you need Asher Yeyachal, there should be Roy to eat. The same thing if the animal's a Trefa, not the animal, I mean the bird. If the bird is a Trefa, if the bird has a hole in its head, and you can see it's a treif, and you shecht it anyway, you'll sell it for a treif. So even if you shecht it, but if it's a treif animal, it's not roi l'achila, if it's not roi l'achila, then there's no mitzvah kisei adam. If it's roi l'achila, then there is a mitzvah. Now, what happens if you don't plan to eat it? So you don't plan to eat it. It's still a mitzvah of kisei adam. Let's say someone shechts an animal to sell, he's going to sell the, not an animal, I keep on saying an animal, I mean a bird. If he shechts a bird and he intends to sell the meat for dog food, so there's still a mitzvah of kisei adam. Because you don't have to eat it, you have to be roi to eat. Asher ye'achel, she'ei roi l'achila. It should be roi to eat. So what's the shayla I'm leading up to? Huh? What? So I'll be the similar case there by the chicken. Similar to our case. If you have a chicken, I'll be a shayla. If you have a chicken, which means a Torah you're allowed to eat, and a Rabbanim you're not allowed to eat. Let's say I have a chicken which has a treifus de Rabbanim, certain treifus which have a de Rabbanim. So this chicken, you're shechting the bird. You know, of course you're not going to eat it. It's just a drabana. You're shechting a bird, and it has a treifus drabana. Some drabana take a treifus in. Is there a mitzvah of kisei adam or not? Is there a mitzvah to cover the blood? Well, there's no mitzvah to cover the blood. What? The halacha is that there's a mitzvah of kisei adam with a bracha. Because this, minat Torah, it's right to eat. Minat Torah, it's right to eat. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch, kisei adam is simin chavches, right? That if you shecht a bird, and minat Torah, it's right, so there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. Zakr of Shimon, what do we see? We see that something which is not roi midrabanan is still considered roi min ha-tayra. Right? Something which is not roi min ha-rabbanan is still considered roi min ha-tayra. You see, the rabbanan doesn't change the tayrais. Because this bird, mid rabbanan is not roi to eat. You're not allowed to eat it mid rabbanan. And yet, it's considered asheye yachel, because we say mid rabbanan it's not roi, and mid tayrais it is roi. So the mitzvah deraisa of covering the blood still applies, and the mitzvah drabanan of treifus of not eating it, so that you're not allowed to eat it. But on a teretical level, it's right to eat. It's mustaver. It's mustaver. It's taka roi to eat minatayr. I'll give you another second example he brings. A man's brother dies without children. So he has a mitzvah of yibum. It's a choice. He can do yibum or chalitza. Right? Let's say his brother married his daughter. That means the brother married the niece. Let's say my brother married my daughter. And then my brother dies. Do I have a mitzvah of yibum to my own daughter? Of course not. No yibum. Do I do chalitza? I don't do chalitza either. You only do chalitza by someone that it's roi liyaveng. If it's roi to be miyaveng, then there's a mitzvah chalitza. It's one mitzvah in the Torah. Chalitza and yibum. So if it's roi for yibum, then you do chalitza. If it's not roi for yibum, you don't do chalitza. So what's the shayla I'm going to ask? What happens if my brother married my granddaughter? Married somebody that for me is a drabana? So my brother married my granddaughter, and then my brother died. So now, am I miyaba my granddaughter? I mean, I'll tell you, I could be miyaba mochailas. So the question is, do I do chalitza now? I can't marry her. The rabbanan asked me to marry. Do I do chalitza? So the halacha is, I do chalitza. I do chalitza my own granddaughter. Right? I do chalitza. Subscription, and that also shows, is it roi liyabeng? You only do chalitza to someone that it's roi to do yibum to. Am I right to do Yibum to my granddaughter? Minat Torah, yes. Midrabanan, no. So therefore, I could do Chalitza. Because I say, she's Roy Minat Torah, and she's not Roy Midrabanan. So I couldn't do Chalitza, because on a Deraisadika level, she's Roy. You follow what's happening here? We have three cases where the word Roy comes into play. By Kisei Adam, it has to be Roy to eat. By Chalitza, it has to be Roy for Yibum. And in both these cases, we say, on a Deraisa, it's considered Roy. Then we have our Rambam, who says that here we're talking about marrying her. It has to be Roy Lakaima, same Lashon. It has to be Roy Lakaima. Rambam says, no, this is considered not Roy Lakaima. It's not considered Roy Lakaima, there's no Lissi Elish. What do you mean it's not considered Roy Lakaima? I thought we just said that at least on a Deraisadika level, it should be considered Roy Lakaima. On a Rabbanadika level, it's not. If the Rambam would say the Rabbanan came along and asked it, fine. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's not Roy Lakaima. What do you mean it's not Roy Lakaima? We have these two proofs from Chalitza and Kisei Adam that Minat Torah is considered Roy, even if the Rabbanan made an Isser. So if Shimon asks, this is the kasha that he asks. That Roy Lakaima, what do you mean? It is Roy Lakaima. So if Shimon makes a gather, he tries to answer this kasha, this bothers him. When does a drabana make a deraisa Roy? When does it make it not Roy? So if Shimon makes a chilek between these two cases and the case of our Gemara, Roy Lakaim. He says, so Rav Shimon, by Kisei Hadam, did the Torah want me to eat the chicken? No, the Torah doesn't really care if I eat the chicken or not. The Roy there is what he calls Roy Bekayach. In English, that means Roy Bekayach means potential. There has to be a potential to eat it. I don't have to eat it. Just has to be potential, possibility for me to eat it. That's called Roy B'Kayach. The same thing by Chalitza. When the Torah said, if I do Chalitza, it has to be Roy L'Yibum. Did the Torah want me to do Chalitza and Yibum? Of course not. You're not even allowed to do that. Just has to be Roy B'Kayach. It has to be potentially possible. It might have wanted me to do Yibum, but certainly not Chalitza and Yibum. When I do Chalitza, it's not that I do Chalitza in order to do Yibum afterwards. The Torah said, I could do Chalitza if it's Roy Liyabe. Roy doesn't mean I'll do both. It means I could do one or the other. That's called Roy. The word Roy there means Roy B'Kayach. It has to be possible. On Roy L'Kaima, when the Torah said, Loisiya Le'isha, she has to be Roy Lakaima. The Torah wanted it should not only be potentially possible. The Torah wanted I shouldn't stay married to her. This Roy is a different Roy. This Roy is where Chazal said, do it. I want you to do it. It should be Roy Lakaima. Mimela. Sotrip Shimon. Does the Rabbanan change the Derais? Let's see. In a case of Yibo Chalitza, and in the case of Kisei Adam, it's called Roy Minatayr. Because Roy just means it's potentially possible. It's possible. The only time the Rambam says it's not Roy is in our Gemara. Where Rav Shimon Menashe says Roy Lakaima, his Roy, it's the same word, Roy, but it means something totally different. Roy Lakaima means the Torah says, marry her and stay married. The Torah is commanding you, marry her and stay with her, be mekayim her. That, if the Rabbanan said you can't do it, so that's not called Roy L'Kaima. That the Rambam says is not Roy. The Rabbanan said you can't do it, so you can't do it. Here the Torah wanted you to actually do it. The Torah wanted you to actually do it. Then you need Roy L'Kaima, you have to be able to live with her for always. So here, if the Rabbanan said you can't do it, that's called Eina Roy L'Kaima. So you have to do a papayel. You have to actually do it. What I've spoken out to you is the Reb Shimon in Shari Yaisha, Shari Aleph, Perichov Beis, in his explanation of this Gemara. Now, there's a shortcut in this Rambam. Well, the Rambam, again, why was the Rambam that makes all these problems? The Rambam says, and this is the Rabbanan, there's no Lasi Elisha. That's where all these problems start from. And the Kesef Mishnah, and the Reb Shimon, was all gebayt on one way to learn our Gemara. Which is, the way I've learned the Gemara today, the whole time, is the way the Kesef Mishnah learned it. That Roy Lekaima, Shimon Menasi's Lashon, Roy Lekaima is a din in Laisi Elisha in marrying the woman. The mitzvah to marry are only if it's Roy Lekaima. And this is, I think, the simple way to learn the Gemara. That Laisi Elisha, this machlais of Shimon Menasi, Shimon Atimani, goes on two things. It goes on the knas and on the din of marrying her. And in both of them, there's a din, like Shimon Atimani, of Roy Yisra Havaya, and like Reb Shimon Menasseh of Roy Lekaima. That's today's shir. There is a second way to learn the whole Gemara, and if you go the second way, you don't need this whole Kesef Mishnah, they don't need the whole Reb Shimon. There's a second way to learn. That second way to learn is the Maskana of the Mishnah Melech. Machan Ephraim also learns this way, and there's a Rebbe Kiva Eger that learns this way. They learn that our Gemara is only talking about knas. Our Gemara, Laisi Elisha, is a miyud from paying knas. It's not right in the kaima, you don't pay knas. It's nothing to do with marrying her. Laisi Elisha, it's funny, because Laisi Elisha means you marry her. But he says it's a miyud for dine knas. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. Not talking about the mitzvah of marrying her, talking about knas. What about, what's the din of marrying her? So they learn a totally new pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that by an issa derabanan, there's no mitzvah of Laisi Elisha. Why not? Why by an issa derabanan, there's no mitzvah of Laisi Elisha? So they learn that, again, the Gemara, they say it's not totally in the Gemara Chavtes. It's totally in the Gemara later, there's the Lamed Vav, that asks, we should say, Asei Doich Alayis Asei. Gemara asks, why is the mitzvah Asei of Laisi Elisha not Doich Alayis Asei of a Mamzeres? What did Gemara answer? Why don't we say Asei Doich Alayis Asei? Because it's an Asei that's Nitl Mechila. She could be Meichel. So they learn Pshat in the Gemara that the Asei here is not Doich Alayis Asei. We have a rule. Asei Doich Alayis Asei. But if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, do we say Asei Doich Alayis Asei? Do we say Asei Doich Alayis Asei if it's possible to do to do it without the Alayis Asei? Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to go steal a luliv? Asei Doich Alayis Asei. Stealing is a lav. Sheing a luliv is an Asei. So why can't I go steal a luliv? Huh? So b'chem, all right. I'll steal a shayfer. There's no psul lechem. Steal tefillin. You had to go steal tefillin. I say deichalois. I say. So I'll go and I'll steal tefillin. I'll put on tefillin. No din lechem by tefillin. What's the answer? Why do you say deichalois? I say. Because it's too big. Because you don't have to steal tefillin in order to put on tefillin. Right? I say is only deichalois. I say. If the only way to do the assay is by violating the lois. I say. If it's the only way to do it. And I say it's Deich Alayis Asei. But if you can get filler without stealing it, you have no head to steal. Hush. So they learn, the Gemara says that it's Nitin L'Mechila, the Pshat is, the woman is Mechuyiv to be Meichel. The woman can't say, I want to marry you. Because if she says, I want to marry you, there'll be Ever Alayis Asei. She's Mechuyiv to be Meichel. She's mechuyeves to be Meichel. Why? Because by being Meichel, then we don't have to be Teichel Alayis Asei. So she's obligated to be Meichel. So what's taich? Asay dechil. What's taich? We don't put in the rule of asay dechil leisasay, because nit lemechila she can be meichel. So it's afshel lekayim shteyim. You don't have to be either the law. She's mechuyev to be meichel. What? The Torah gave her the right in a case where the person that was ma'anasa is not a mamzer, or she's not a mamzeret. In the normal case, the Torah gave her the right to choose. Here, she has the right to choose, but by choosing one way, she'll have to be daichal av. Being that it's not a mitzvah on her to choose one way or the other, it's an option. Anytime you have an option and one option pushes you into a lav, you must choose the other option. That's called Efshir L'Kayim Shnayim. So that she's mechuyev to choose to be Michael. If that's the case, then the Rambam is good. Ba'inis HaDrabanan, there's no mitzvah L'Aisi Elisha. Why not? Why not? It should be a mitzvah D'Araisa to marry her. So the Machna Ephraim learns, no. Pshat is, she's mechuyev to be Michael. Since she's not allowed to be Iver on a drabana, so she's mechuyev to be meichel. So this is a simple way to learn the Rambam. It has nothing to do with roi l'kaima, ain roi l'kaima. It's nothing to do with Shimon Menasya. The way the Kesef Mishnah learned, and Reb Shimon learned, explained the Kesef Mishnah, shot in the Rambam, is that it's a drabana. It's called ain roi l'kaima. So we had this whole pilpul. It's a drabana called ain roi l'kaima. But according to the Shita of the Machna Ephraim and the Mishnah Melech Maskana has nothing to do with Ein Roi L'Kayim. It's for a totally different reason. It's because it's Nitla Mechila, so you have to be Michael. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. Right, so this all is Neged Pshat in Reb Shimon ben Menasya when he says Ein Roi L'Kayim, he's talking only about Knas. And Lagabe marrying her, it's totally in Yenna Gemara of Mechila. But he's talking about this as well. Okay, the Gemara winds up with one more man, the Amar, the Rebbe Shavev the Amar, four lines in the bottom. Bayu bin Itzvayach, al Akiva bin Yosef. Let's scream at Rebbe Akiva, Shaya Aimer, Kol Shein Levi, Abi Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer. Akiva makes a lot of Mamzer. My Benayu. So if he holds, Aman al Kayan God, the child is a Mamzer, my Benayu. He could be now, Chai Vyasei, Mitzri Vedayu. A mitzvah and a daibi, the child not a mamzer, like Rabbi Kiva. Hanichel Rabbi Shavev, well, that way. Hanichel Rabbi Shavev lefu kimitamadu Rav Simoi kasi Shavev. If Rabbi Shavev only meant to add aman alakai and galah, then it's good. Ali tamad and avshe karma. If he holds kol shein lebi of Yisrael avlad mamzer, afil lechai v'asei. If Rabbi Kiva, according to the Rabbi Shavev explanation, holds that everyone's a mamzer, if you not, if there's a isra asei too, might be nayim. He could be now a ba'ula l'kayin gadol, a woman who's not an almana, but a ba'ula to kayin gadol. Ma'ishna da'avle asay she'en ishava b'kayil. Asay she'en ishava b'kayil doesn't make mamzer. The end of this shakal v'tari. Okay, for tomorrow we are going to focus on the first two lines of Taisis Chibluva. Let's learn the two lines. And we'll give you a little homework, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to. No, not two lines, four words. Mashma the ha beha talya. What's ha beha talya mean? What?
Kiddushin
and mamzeris is ha beha talya. What does that mean? That. That if Kedushin is not typhus, if someone lives with a woman and Kedushin is not typhus, the child is a mamzer. Someone lives with a woman with whom Kedushin would be typhus, then the child is not a mamzer. Right? A baby is born, the parents never got married. Frayid, a woman, and they had a child, never were married. Is a child a mamzer? No, nobody else child's a mamzer. No. If parents are not married, that doesn't make the child a mamzer. It's only if it's a type of woman she'en kiddushin taisin ba. If the father and mother have a relationship, either they're relatives. If they're relatives in a way that the Kedushna not taifis, the child demands it. Or if the woman's an Eishes Ish, she's married to someone else. The man is by Ohar. Also, in Kedushna taifis, he can marry an Eishes Ish. Then the child demands it. So these two things, Haba Italia. If you want to know the child of Mamzer, you have to look at the woman. Is it a woman in whom Kedushin HaTayfus? What we are going to declare is the Chakira of Reb Shimon, Reb Ochanan. Could be it's a Chakira of Amai Ryan, which we'll see tomorrow. Listen carefully. This which Taisa says, that is Mamzeris of Enki Dushin Taisin, is Enki Dushin Taisin the Siba that the child's a mamzer? Is that the reason? Since I get a shleish, therefore the child's a mamzer. Or is it just a simon? You want to know which children are mamzerim, we'll figure out a simon for you. Ah, I have a simon. Whoever can do shana typhus, the child's a mamzer. Is it a siba or a simon? I know that some people start getting dizzy as soon as I say siba and simon. So it works out well. Talk about it at the end of Shia today. You have till tomorrow to figure out exactly what the words mean. It's a Siba or a Simen. The Rabbi Chanan is in the Kaivet Tzaris, I think it's Gimel Gimel. If I'm correct, I think it's Simen Gimel, Ice Gimel. And Rabbi Shimon, he calls the Rabbi Shimon there as well. So this, Mr. Shem, is the Taisvis, and we'll do Mr. Shem.